Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, live on tape from Pasadena, California, it's the Not Unreasonably Late Show with your host, Danny Savage.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone. You guys are a great crowd. So did you hear about this? Clorox has announced that their toilet bowl cleaner now comes with active ingredients to kill the flu virus. Finally, I can now drink from the bowl with confidence. Pop star Jewel in the news. Pop star Jewel says she inquired both of her knees recently.
Wait. Inquired?
Oh, my goodness. Folks. Sorry. Pop star Jewel says she injured both her knees recently, but will stay on her roster. Wait. Jesus Christ.
Learn to read, sir.
No. Let me start that one over. Yeah. This is going swimmingly so far.
There's going to be a writer's strike.
All right. Pop star Jewel says she injured both of her knees recently, but will stay on the roster for the new season of Dancing with the Stars. Ironically, her husband, Ty Murray, also set to be on the new season of Dancing with the Stars, says he too will recover from an injury where most of his penis skin was raked off from a set of jagged teeth. I got to deliver that one better, but that's a good one. He announced that to Dancing with the Stars. What? Why am I questioning my own joke?
The bitch got a bear trap in her mouth.
With the recent stormy weather, San Francisco city officials have reported several large sewage spills in the San Francisco Bay. At first, city officials didn't think much of the shitty smell across the city because a funk always shows up at the start of spring training.
Get it? Because the Giants and A's suck.
I get you. 12-year-old Max Wallach stole the show at Design Squad's Trash to Treasure contest, winning a $10,000 prize by building shelter for the homeless. On a related story...
That's not the punchline.
Keep your composure.
On a related story, Danny, as it turns out, is not in the contest. He just smells like trash and homeless people.
Yes, he does.
All right. A 32-year-old
orangutan.
Okay, thank you. Orange goo can.
That's how it's spelled on the news story.
A 32-year-old orange goutan named Bonnie recently learned how to whistle on her own at Jesus Christ. I'm surprised I don't have a show of my own already.
You didn't even write these.
Ben wrote them. It would have been easier if I'd written them. Okay. A 32-year-old orangutan named Bonnie recently learned how to whistle on her own at the National Zoo without training. On a related story, Danny, as it turns out, can't whistle, but he does smell like a 32-year-old orangutan living in a zoo. Oh, man. All right,
yes,
so
he does.
Maybe we should explain a little bit what's going on. Ben
no,
and Chris
God damn it.
And I have written written monologues.
Oh, someone jokes. Apparently has written jokes, in case you got lost.
Well, those were Ben's. I'm moving on to Chris's now. All right. Ex-NPR science editor David Malakoff was fired after allegations that he was in possession of what police call the largest collection of child porn we have ever seen. Keeping in good spirits, Malakoff says he's looking forward to his new position, science advisor to Neverland Ranch.
Hold on.
Folks.
Brian, shut the door.
Yeah. We've got producer Ryan in here. I think something, what is this, something hot off the wire?
No, exactly.
All right. I think Brian's going to put some jokes in, too. A New Jersey judge has dismissed a defamation lawsuit in which a man sued the publisher of Hot Chicks with Douchebags for using his photograph in their book. Trying to demonstrate in court that he wasn't a douchebag proved a hard case for the plaintiff. It didn't help matters when mid-trial he attempted to collect vaginal waste matter from the female judge and then dispose of it himself. Oh, and then dispose of himself. So he is a douchebag. I get it. I'm slaughtering these jokes.
Yeah, no kidding.
A California woman was found. Hang on, let me get a little more light in studio. Producer Brian, can you give me some more light in here? A California woman was found dead of an apparent suicide while parked in front of the home of singer Paula Abdul. The woman had been an obsessive fan of Abdul's, but was always kept away by police efforts. It's as if she would take two steps forward and then two steps back. This time, however, opposites didn't attract.
Hold on, Danny.
Yeah.
This next joke is, you got to go into the Wayback Machine for this one.
Okay.
This is from a simpler time.
All right. A young African-American male was found dead in a rural Mississippi town. 16 bullet holes were found on his back, says the coroner. The local sheriff has called it the worst case of suicide I have ever seen. Okay, because Mississippi is racist.
Yeah, that one's a classic.
All right.
This just in from producer Brian. I haven't even read this yet.
All right.
Should I deliver it or do I?
Yeah, go ahead. Deliver
okay.
it.
Gamers beware. Keeping too tight a grip on the console and furiously pushing the buttons can cause a newly identified skin disorder marked by painful lumps on the palms, Swiss scientists said on Tuesday. Called PlayStation Palmer Hirudinitis by the scientists, the skin disorder can cause painful lesions on the palms, similar to patches found on the soles of children's feet after taking part in heavy physical activity, they said. On an unrelated story, my palms are lumpy from heavy physical activity of jerking off while watching children at play. Only my pride has painful lesions. Wait, was this a joke or a confession?
Chris, what was that word? What was the name of the disease?
I don't know, Brian.
Read it again. Just read it again.
Hidratinitis.
Oh, I think the word is orangutan. Hang on. I got some of my jokes here. I wrote a couple, too. And don't intentionally not laugh. Please, guys.
Don't worry. I guarantee it.
All right. President Obama plans on pulling out combat troops in 2010 from Iraq. Yeah, apparently it's going to be a monumentous day because it will be the first day. Excuse me, I wrote that wrong. Yeah, apparently it's going to be a monumentous occasion because it will make him the first black man in America to pull out. Folks! Get it? Black people have a lot of children.
That seems racist to me.
Chen Zhao of China has given up on making decisions on her own. Did you guys hear about this? She started a website charging roughly $3 an hour for people online to make decisions for what she will do during her day. When asked why she decided to allow others to make all of her life decisions for her, she responded, "I'm Chinese." Folks.
Social commentary.
All right. This one I didn't really work out the punchline for, but maybe you guys can help me. Anyway, America's 100 largest fast food chains were included in a study to find the top 10 healthiest restaurants in America. Number one was Panera Bread, but noticeably missing from the list was a new chain, Kentucky Fried Snickers. I thought that was that last part. I knew there was a joke, but I just came up with Kentucky Fried Snickers. There might be a better punchline, but
no, that was your best joke.
All right. So there we go. That's the new joke. Joke time. So, well, I guess we can try to keep the. We can do those monologues occasionally, I guess.
I think we should. I think every night we should do 15 or 20 minutes of just current monologue jokes based on current events, and then we'll just interview a celebrity guest.
And then we'll have a musical act at the end.
Right. And if anyone gets bored in between that, we'll throw in some porno.
They're going to say commercials.
Well, instead of commercial breaks, we'll just go to porno breaks.
That sounds like, hey, look at this. We got a... Oh, his mouth's full. We got a guest walking in.
Jeez.
You don't have to knock once you're already inside.
Well, he was peeking.
Sorry, my mistake.
James Enoch's past guest. It's been a while since we've had a guest on since Ben's joined.
Yeah, I've noticed that as an avid listener.
You don't feel obliged. You can keep eating your burrito and drinking my milk. But, so yeah, anyway. Hey, Jamie, how would you feel? You're kind of, we're on a schedule tonight, huh? You're kind of, we're yeah. pushing it. Well, how about this? As a teaser for our fans, how do you feel about hosting Trailer Trash coming up soon?
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, well, then let's just end this podcast now. I know you guys, you and Chris have some podcast-related business, right, Chris?
Right, but first I think we should go to porno.
All right, sorry we got to cut it off short tonight, Ben, but... time frame.
That's all right.
All right. Well, good night.
Good night.